You're listening to 208 Podcast, October 28th, 2005. This week we've got student news, word of the week, and a book talk, and a shout out to another podcast. Have fun. First up, student news. This week in computer, we learned computer safety rules in a game. We took a quiz on how to be on the internet in a safe way. We learned there are different kinds of viruses, and we played a game called the WYGIWYGS. There are different names for the WYGIWYGS. For example, Spamazoid, Hothead, Follow You Fiona, Oogle, and the Numbut. WYGIWYGS are certain viruses. Follow You Fiona follows you on the internet and tries to find out personal information about you, like your phone number, address, or email, or even your name. The Oogle almost does the same thing as Follow You Fiona. A Numbut is a person who stares at the computer 24/7. We played this game so we can use the internet in a safe way. You can go on to this fun game at www.netsmartkids.org.
Also in science, we build a habitat called a terrarium. First, we put it in little rocks. Then we put in charcoal for the carbon. After that, we put in patches of dirt with moss on it. Then we put in more patches of dirt with moss on it, with tiny plants that had red circles on the top. We have to cover it with plastic because it will keep the moisture in it. There are tiny bugs living in it. One person every day has to go and get the sprayer from Mr. Isom and then squirt it at least 10 times because it will give the terrarium water that feels like a sprinkle of rain that is coming from outside. It also will keep it alive. We built the terrarium because Mr. Sprinkle was teaching us about habitats. We really enjoyed building the terrarium and learning about habitats and science.
Another thing that happened this week is a sad event happened on Monday night, October 24, 2005. A hero named Rosa Parks died. Rosa was one of the people who made us one and fought for freedom. This is what happened with Rosa Parks. She got on a bus one night after work. She sat down, and a white man came on the full bus, and Rosa would not move for the white man, which was against the law back then. So the bus driver had her arrested, and that is the story of Rosa Parks. Rosa Parks was 92 years old and died in her home in Detroit. To find out more about Rosa Parks, go to your local library or your school library.
Finally, Mr. Sprinkle and Mrs. Oaks won Technology Teacher of the Year recently. They are the Technology Teachers of the Year in Maine. ACTEM, or Association of Computer Technology Educators of Maine, gave them the award. They also went to a workshop there too. Both Mr. S. and Mrs. Oaks won $1,000 each for the school. They are going to spend it on recorder for recording things like our podcast, concerts, and stars for Broadway. We are going to put it on a cart so we can move it around the school easily. That is what we did this week.
Hi, I'm Cassidy with the Word of the Week. And the Word of the Week this week is blemish. I'm going to be asking some people what they think the word blemish means. What do you think the word blemish means?
I think it means like a plant or like a little tree or something like that.
I think it means like your nervous or something.
I think it means like embarrassed or nervous.
What do you think the word blemish means?
I think it means like a type of plant or animal.
I think blemish is a sort of mood that you get in.
The word blemish really means that there is a flaw or mark on something that spoils the whole thing. Here's the word blemish in a sentence. That table is blemished because it's scratched. I don't want to buy it. My name's Cassidy, and that was the Word of the Week.
I'm reading the book Little House in the Big Woods by Laura Ingalls Wilder, and I really like this book because I like nature and I like animals, and I like how there's people that are living with nature and animals in a cabin in the woods. And I like that they talk about how Laura and Mary's dad are always telling stories to them, and they're always playing games and stuff. And I like how Mary's always helping with Laura, and how like she's always kind of taking care of her. And I like the part where it talked about how Laura and Mary's dad was saying how they were telling the story about how when their grandpa was riding into the woods and they heard a panther scream. And at first I was thinking, like, why wouldn't she put what it sounded like? But then I realized that she's trying to make you think what it sounds like. And I kind of think it sounds more like a cat scream, although a little higher. And then I like the part where the dad was telling about the story about when he was a kid and when he went into when he'd take the cows up every day, and then he lost the cows in the woods because he stayed up there too late and it was dark, so he went into the woods and there was this, and he heard behind him this thing going. He was calling the cows, and he heard this thing behind him going, "Who? Who? Who?" And then he thought it was a person that was yelling, "Who?" Like, so he ran and ran. And then I thought that was kind of, like, gross, was it said that he noticed that his long toenail ripped off, and it was kind of gross. And when he got to the bottom of the hill, and then he ran home, and his Laura's dad's dad said that he was watching him and he heard all about him and how he knew that the noise that he was hearing was just a screech owl that he was listening to, but he thought it was a person. I liked that part, and I liked how he played this game called Mad Dog, and he chased Laura and Mary around and stuff. And should I read it? Okay. Your grandpa went to town one day and was late starting home. It was dark when he came riding his horse through the big woods, so dark so dark that he could hardly see the road, and when he heard a panther scream, he was frightened, for he had no gun. "How does a panther scream?" Laura asked. "Like a woman," said Pa. "Like this." Then he screamed so that Laura and Mary shivered with terror. Ma jumped in her chair and said, "Mercy, Charles," but Laura and Mary loved to be scared like that. The horse with Grandpa on him ran fast, for it was frightened too, but it could not get away from the panther. The panther followed through the dark woods. It was hungry. It was a hungry panther, and it came as fast as the horse could run. It screamed now on this side of the road, now on the other side, and it was always close behind. And I think that you should read this book because it makes you, like, really see the pictures in your mind. You don't even need the pictures in the book, kind of. And I think that it's really interesting book, and it makes you, like on that part, it makes you think what things, certain things sound like and certain things look like. And any questions or comments? Elizabeth?
I've read the book before, and what part are you at?
Well, I'm right now, the part that I'm at right now is the part where it's beginning to be Christmas, and the aunt is telling about the panther that was chasing her, and the dog, and I'm almost at the part where they get the Christmas presents. Mark?
Why do you like this book?
Because for a lot of reasons, because I like how, because some of the things, they kind of relate with me. Sort of like some of the things I do and stuff are the same. Some of the things I like. Sage? Yeah, I think that it's a really good part because she talks about the aunt of Laura. She talks about how I think it was either the dog or the panther, it ripped part of her dress off, part of her dress, and then she ran and she had to stay inside the house with the kids, and she could never go out to get water because she had no water, and the children were really thirsty. Courtney?
How did you think the panther screamed before their papa said it screams like a lady?
How did I what?
How do you think it felt like?
It sounded like? I think that it sounded like, you know when a cat screams, like, you know, like, meows when a dog's chasing it or something? Kind of like, yeah. And I thought that it might have sounded like that, although much louder, because it's like a giant cat.
Hi, I'm Haley.
And I'm Mark. And we got an exciting thing for you this week.
We got a shout-out from a sixth grade class in Connecticut. Mr. Heathergan is their teacher, and we shout-out back to them.
A shout-out is when someone or some class gives a kudos to someone's podcast.
Kudos is like someone saying, "You did a good job," and giving you a put-up about your podcast or anything else.
And we also shout out to a second grade class in Texas Mills Murphy. We really like their podcast.
I think it's cool that they're second graders and they're already podcasting.
We didn't start podcasting till me and you were in third grade.
Yeah.
These guys have gotten a good start of podcasting.
Well, this was Haley
and Mark.
Wow, I can't believe how good we are doing for these podcasts and how many different corners are on our shelf. Hope you like them as much as we like doing these podcasts. Visit us at bobsprinkle.com and email us at room28podcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening and hope you listen to our next show. Bye-bye for now.
Some of the music provided today came from the Pod Show PodSafe Music Network. Check it out at musicpodshow.com.